1957.
Neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Bradley and Jake, yours truly. Monday, October 29th, 2012. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We are back home in the state of Minnesota. We just did a tour in North Dakota. Awesome response, as usual. At the end of the week, we're going to be back out in Michigan. Michigan, totally booked for the month of November coming up as well. Folks, if you're interested in having us out, we're getting requests all the time. We're looking towards December right now, taking it step by step. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a friend of mine on Facebook, I appreciate the response. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. Now, over the weekend, we were talking about George Washington's vision, and we'd had no phone access. And that was probably one of the most important times to actually hear back from the people listening to the radio program, and that was the time that we didn't have the accessibility. So, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, and if you want to hit off on that show, you can. If not, we got plenty to cover today as well. That number is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Now, the folks that didn't get a chance to call in actually did Facebook, so we appreciate that. I'll just read one of the comments. Would you please send me the references for the vision you read on Saturday's program? That's phenomenal. I want to tell others. The name of that vision is George Washington's Vision, Prophecy, quote-unquote, for America, the Son of the Republic. And you can find it. There's a variety of different outlets that carry that. And also, he said, I listened for the first time, and now I have a reason to listen to the talk radio. 1450 KMMS in Bozeman, which all of you, we gave a thanks to them a couple weeks ago. Thank you for picking up the show. We're glad to be in Montana on the weekends. Again, that's George Washington's Vision, Prophecy for America,
another
Son
station
of the Republic.
Thank you. Yeah. Yep. Well, you know what? Because station managers around the country are beginning to realize that the same conservative, supposed, professed conservative talk is nothing but circular reasoning, and people want resolve in this country, and they're not getting it through those that have been responsible.
Sure. Same jargon.
Yeah. Whether they like it or not, they are responsible for the content they've been putting out. They won't hit the hot topics. And I want to tell you what, for those that don't hit the hot topics, especially you professed conservatives, I just want to tell you, for them, the socialist communist thank you. They just wanted to tell you thank you very much for not exposing them for who they really are.
They love you.
Because
family.
Without guys and girls like you, they wouldn't be where they're at today.
That's right. Because you give them more power by talking about what they're doing.
A true mission.
Speaking of that, there's a gentleman on our Facebook page, The Sons of Liberty. He went out with a little video camera. And what he did is he started bringing up, he switched the names. He talked about Romney, but he used Obama's policies. And he asked Obama supporters, what would you think, or what do you think of Romney? These are some of the things that he wants to do. Yeah. He brought up, like, NDAA, he brought up the kill list and different things like that. And the Obama supporters were like, oh, yeah, you know, he's a terrible guy. Romney's absolutely awful. I would never, ever support something like that. And then the guy stopped the camera and he went back at the end and he said, well, actually, I kind of deceived you. I told you the policies of Barack Obama that you say you support. So how do you feel now? And this girl said, oh, well, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but, you know, there's a lot of other reasons I'm going to vote for Obama. And and hearing that stuff, honestly, doesn't change that.
He's stealing from the people that have the money, and he's giving it us to he's giving over that, you know, those finances that they worked for to give unto us. And we really need him so bad, and he's doing it in the name of government.
That's right.
He's our man. If nobody can do it, Obama can.
That's right. And he loves us. But, I mean, this show is perfectly said that those that are voting for this man, for the most part, and can't say them all, but for the most part, they don't even have a clue what this guy's policies are. They don't understand the direction
and
at the very end of it.
Just clarity again, folks. There's no difference between Obama and Romney, whether you like it or not.
Which, our Facebook, as I posted this, we had one of you, Smart Sons of Liberty, post this. Well, of course, their policies are actually the same. Once you get under the disguise of each,
that's right.
You know, the fact is that Romney's never had the opportunity to sign into bill or policy a lot of the things that Obama did on a federal level. But on the state level, we saw he did.
Yeah.
We're talking about pro-choice, talking about gay marriage.
He was the first one to do it. He did it before Obama did. Look at his record, friends.
That's right.
It's
and that's
that
all
simple.
He had to do is turn. So that's one of the stories you can find on our Facebook page. Also, too, we have, and I know we're going to cover this a little bit later on, but Miss Madonna told people to vote for Mr. Obama to concert goers in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Now, this is one distinguishing point I want to make. She did this in D.C. a couple of weeks ago. We covered it, and she said, you know, the first Muslim in the White House, blah,
blah,
blah.
She referred to him as a black Muslim.
That's right.
She said she was being ironic on stage.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you better vote for blanking Obama.
The F word.
Referred to him as a black Muslim.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, then she kind of backpedals a little bit and says, well, you know, what's the difference who God he serves? As long as he's a good man, and he's a good man.
Yeah, well, what's the difference? What's the difference, America?
I mean, you even look at your latest commentary on Obama's war on women.
Yeah, honor killings. What's the difference, man?
And then he's funneling $1.6 billion into Egypt.
$1.5 to Muslim Brotherhood.
Yep, into Egypt. The leader he knows is a part of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah.
And folks, you can see Bradley's commentary. It's making its rounds again this week. Obama's war on women. But going to Madonna's,
it is Obama's war on women too. By the way, whatever he does,
America, women, you name it.
Whatever he attacks, rest assured, he's the one that's doing the attacking.
Yeah. But that response out in New Orleans didn't go so well for Madonna, as she got booed by the crowd.
I seen one of the commentaries. What's that old hag doing out there anyways? Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. 1-877-807-9977. We'll be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having
coming on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds.
Negotiating for your life.
Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse.
Disease prevention.
Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food.
Defending your home and family.
Surviving tornadoes.
Water filtration and purification.
Build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms? Nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes.
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Preparers Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Sheely, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Wasn't it interesting today in the state of Minnesota here? I noticed gas is down about 71 cents a gallon. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that's going on?
I know the last debate.
I think it's so cool it's happening right. Does it have to do with the fact that they're voting again?
I was thinking the last debate, Obama took it pretty hard on the chin about the rising gas prices.
Yeah?
Shortly thereafter, the gas prices started to go down again.
Just a little bit incrementally, yeah. And I noticed it took quite a dip just over the last couple of days. Yeah. What's happening? What's up and coming, friends?
Let's see here.
Wait, I'm just thinking for the rest of us that don't think for themselves.
It's a day where the moronic parents of the world dress their children up in little costumes and let them go door to door to get candy. Something else after that. Something in November, right away in November.
Yeah.
We're going to be in Michigan the beginning of November.
The greatest criminal in American history calls himself the president of the United States, is running for re-election, and he has the audacity of doing that. Yeah. And he's being called out for high gas prices because they've doubled. And now all of a sudden, for just miraculously, the gas prices are going down. Thanks, man. Thank you. Thank you, Brock.
The federal election.
Just wanted to tell you thank you so much. Oh, man. Boy, we should vote him in for another 4 years. And I bet what's going to happen is the economy's never been better.
No. I mean, I'm thinking when he came into office, gas was under $2 a gallon. And now it's at $3.
It was $1.87, wasn't it?
$10. Yeah. Now it's at $3.10. So he's managed to only doubled it.
I seen it at $3.29. That's
only doubled.
Yeah. Well, at least he didn't triple it.
That's true.
Come on, let's not be pessimistic.
It could be like Europe.
Let's be optimistic, Jake.
Right.
Come on. Let's not be condemning and judging.
Yes.
Yeah.
At least we're not like Europe yet.
That's true.
You know?
But that word yet. Has an ex.
Oh, don't say that. That's our children.
Okay.
That's our children.
Well, speaking of children.
Yes.
How about we speak of the children?
Let's talk about Obama's children.
Yeah, Obama's children. Well, here we are. These kids really got it going on. And, and the NEA and the teachers and everybody that helped put this song together, I think they did a fantastic job of telling on themselves once again.
Yeah.
When we look at the video, you can see all these kids that are singing this song. It's a song Obama campaign is promoting right now. It was paid for by the Democratic Criminal Party. And these kids all look healthy. little plump, some of them.
Yeah.
They're not lacking in any area of life, I can see.
Michelle's going to help that, though.
Yeah. You know, I mean, if they needed braces, they probably could get braces and good-looking kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just their minds that are defunct.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're poisoning their minds, and it's what they're mentally feeding on is the problem.
That'll do it.
I don't know. I don't know. These kids got it going on. I mean, they really do. And I think it's time to listen to what the little kids have to say. But, friends, here again. Boy, I'll tell you what. Here again's and I told you so's are coming out like crazy. Because people don't understand that this is a prophetic radio show. And saying prophetic means that when we get things and we begin to share things with you, isn't it interesting, friends, how people have to catch up to what you've been telling them for a long time? And here again we are trying to tell you they've been aiming for your children for a long time. We can see that the NEA is, well, sitting there with a big smile on their face. You know, they have the homosexual caucus. Now they have a drag queen caucus. They're re-educating our kids in public schools. And I said ours, not mine, but ours in the sense of that I am my brother's keeper. And I've been out there doing 338 high schools. I just did one again the other day. I went to a high school where the kids didn't know the Constitution, didn't know anything about their history, didn't know the price paid. But, you know, all those things through omission just aren't being told to the kids because that doesn't work for the new agenda that the UN, through International Baccalaureate, is trying to throw on the kids and trying to globalize their minds through indoctrination through the UN or through No Child Left Unindoctrinated. You know it as No Child Left Unindoctrinated.
Left behind. Don't get left behind.
You can't. Here, let me show you how No Child Left Behind has been working. Tell me what they've been left behind with, because it's not the indoctrination. They've gotten that.
Yeah, that's plenty. That's good.
So let's go ahead and listen to this pro-Obama campaign song that was just released last week. It's making its rounds throughout the nation. But again, friends, I just want you to keep in mind when I'm watching the video, none of these kids actually look like they're lacking in any area of their lives. They look like they're doing pretty good. So after hearing the song, I'm trying to figure out what they're talking about. But let's go ahead and listen to it.
Imagine an America where street lights are fun and free, where gates can be fixed and sick people just die, and oil fills the sea. We don't have to pay for freeways. Our schools are good enough. Give us endless wars on foreign shores and lots of Chinese stuff. We're the children of the future, American through and through. If something happened to our country, then we're kind of blaming you. We haven't killed all the foreigners, but it's not for lack of trying. The earth is cracked, Big Bird is dead, and the atmosphere is frying. Congress went home early. They did their best, we know. You can't have spending with elections pending unless it's welfare, though. We're the children of the future, American through and through. If something happened to our country, and we're kind of blaming you. Find a part that is open. Take a breath.
Mom and Dad were blaming you, saith this song.
Obama loves to bring people together.
Isn't it interesting? All these ills that they're singing against, if they look at the man that they're praising, is actually the one that brought the ills upon them. See, isn't that the big lie of socialism and communism?
Yep.
Yes, indeed it is. And oil fills the sea. We don't have to pay for freeways. Our schools are good enough. Give us endless wars on foreign shores and lots of Chinese stuff. Who's funding Obama's campaign? Isn't those Chinese folks overseas? Yeah. We're the children of the future. America through and through. But something happened to our country, and we're kind of blaming you. In essence, it's true. I just went on my Facebook, and I noticed everybody's complaining about the treasonous acts of this administration, but their part is to just, you know, post something on Facebook and turn the football game on.
Oh, yeah, that's right, in the World Series. Yeah.
And the atmosphere is frying. Really.
It is.
How'd that work out from a couple years ago when they were talking about global warming and the Lord sent down a snowstorm out on the East Coast?
Not
unless it's welfare dough.
Huh. Yeah. Gotta cut
Who's
that.
Creating the welfare state? Obama. Huh. Find a park that's still open and take a breath of poison air. But you left us holding the bag. When we look around, the place is all dumbed down. But who do you suppose has done that, children?
The ones teaching them the song, I think.
And the long term's kind of a drag. Yeah, who's indebting your future, children? All right. And at the very end, you did your best. You failed the test. Mom and Dad were blaming you. What did I tell you Hitler did? And what did I tell you Mao Zedong did? And what did I tell you Stalin did? It's all coming to pass again because America won't study their past and listen to what their forefathers told them. The first thing they do is attack God and religion. And the second thing is your foundations, your republic. And in the meantime, they go after your children to set them against you through the educational system. Read Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. I'm not being facetious. It jacks me stinking up. Because America thinks we're talking about a third world country when we're not. We're talking about a third world actor in the White House. His name is Barack Hussein Obama. And you're allowing it. Now your children are turning against you because now they're saying, Mom and Dad were blaming you. 338 high schools later, I've been trying to tell you. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Vote for radio. You know, right now, so many people are trying to get themselves elected. Not a day goes by I don't see a billboard, or get a mailer, or a flyer, or receive a phone call from a politician of some sort. All politicians have something to say, so why don't they say it? That's right, say it, here on the radio. That way, voters could hear the emotion in their voices and hear the passion they might have to serve the public as an elected official. You know what, politicians and campaign managers? Radio can do that for you. Here on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, you can target voters with an affordable radio campaign that might help you get elected by using a medium where your competition may not be. Radio. And advertising on GCN is more affordable than you might think. Learn more. Visit GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com. That's advertise@GCNlive.com. Vote for radio.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These guys are true warriors fighting to take America back. Listen to Sons of Liberty.
He's right, you know.
Yes, he is. Smart man.
Ow! You know, I was talking to a program that I did on Sunday, which was pretty cool, by the way. We're in Williston, North Dakota, Minot, North Dakota. And it's a cold state, by the way.
Chilly.
But I did a high school. They did an elementary school. And then I did a church service. And I just caught myself right in the middle of my message. And I stopped and I said, folks, you need to understand, I'm not talking about a third world country. See, the media uses all this third world corruption to basically minimize or actually divert your attention from what they're doing in your backyard. They want you to believe that this is only happening in third world nations. No, friends, it's not. This is what this man in office is doing to your country on a daily basis. And right before the break, we played the song Obama campaign is actually using as a commercial. If you listen to all the things the kid said, who is the one that's responsible for implementing these things they're complaining about? The man that they're praising. The man that they're taught to praise, foes, the folks they're taught to praise the devil. I'm not even kidding you. It is completely upside down. Friends, you are being assaulted. There's no way, there's no nice way of saying that. You are being assaulted on a daily basis from this administration. He's putting light for darkness and darkness for light. He's trying to convert them backwards. He's trying to take away their sovereignty, one nation under God, and he's trying to bring it unto a one nation under state privileges and government privileges under his dictatorship. Listen to some of these words. Where gays can be fixed and sick people just die. What is Obamacare? What is the fruit of the homosexual lifestyle, friends? AIDS!
death.
Exactly. Totally. Oh, you're Mr. 42, right?
That's right.
All right.
Gays actually kill themselves. They literally kill themselves.
It's just incredible. You guys want to check that out? Jake just posted that on Sons of Liberty on Facebook. Sons of Liberty on Facebook. Now, folks, the Sons of Liberty on Facebook has a patriot with a unicorn on, and it's red, white, and blue. That's who we are. Or, I'm sorry, a tricorn. I'm sorry. What did I say? Oh, I did it again. A tricorn. Okay, red, white, and blue, the Sons of Liberty on Facebook. Check that out. Watch the video and listen to the contents of their song. That's what's important. And who's responsible for what they're complaining about? Obama is. So here we have
it. He's got to love that. You know, I got a great constituency. I can blame them. I can do them in, and they'll blame somebody else.
Yeah.
I can rob from them.
Yeah.
I can turn their kids against them.
But you can't do it to the Navy SEALs.
No, you cannot.
Those are some bad boys.
That's right.
And I love those guys with everything in me. I really do. Second to Christ. End of story. Charles Woods' father of slain Navy SEAL speaks about Benghazi attacks. And I want you to hear this because, friends, it was just released by retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He said Saturday he has sources saying President Barack Hussein Obama was in the room at the White House watching the assault on the consulate in Benghazi, Libya, unfold. See, this is what happens. Remember we were talking on the show on Saturday? Just give them enough rope, and soon enough they'll hang themselves. Folks, people are only, you got to keep in mind, this is the administration that if they have leaks and they're exposed from within, they're trying to try them as spies instead of patriots for exposing crime within government. See how everything's backwards?
That's right.
But what's happening is you have some patriots out there that are still willing to stand up against this criminal and say, listen, he was watching the assault take place on the in the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, unfold. He was watching this, he said. P.S., the CIA reportedly made 3 urgent requests for military backup, but they were all denied. Why? They said he could issue a directive to Secretary of Defense Panetta to do something, and that's the only place it could be done, Schaefer said. He said this took place in the middle of the day, the business day in Washington, so everybody at the White House, CIA, Pentagon, everybody was watching this go down, said retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Who would know better than him? Everybody was watching this go down, Schaefer said. Justice was denied. According to my sources, yes, Obama was one of those in the White House Situation Room in real time watching this. Why wouldn't he? He's the one that just gave $1.5 billion to your enemies, America. Why is the Secretary of State so busy over there taking down dictators and reestablishing the dictators that look just like the one in the White House? Why is it everywhere Secretary Hillary Clinton goes? Why is there always an uproar, friends? Why do you have all these Middle Eastern countries beginning to rise up against America? Down with the great Satan, they call you. Why? You have the faithful patriots within government exposing this administration once again, and I told you month after month after month, week after week after week, day after day after day after day, hour after hour after hour after hour, you're only encouraging this administration to bring forth more tyranny day after day by you ignoring it. Listen to the father of slain Navy SEAL speak about Benghazi attacks. This is one of the slain SEAL's dads. Go for it.
With me now is Charles Woods, the father of former Navy SEAL Ty Woods, who was killed in the Benghazi attack. Charles, you spoke with Hillary Clinton. What did she tell you?
Okay. She came up to us and shook hands with her. She said, we are going to arrest the person that made that film, and we're going to have them prosecuted.
And what were your thoughts when she said that?
Well, I didn't think it was any big deal, because I just thought this is the way politicians talk. I knew that she was lying. She's smarter than I am, okay. So she would have to know that she wasn't telling the truth either.
So you say the president was insincere and she was lying. Why now? Why are you coming out now to talk about this?
This last week, after I dropped my daughters off at high school, I just at random happened to be listening to a news station. They mentioned that the president had live feed that he watched my son being killed, that he watched this whole battle that lasted 7 hours, and he chose to do nothing. Now, when I went back there to Washington, D.C., I knew that something was fishy. It just didn't make sense that you'd have a long, drawn-out battle and that no help would have been sent.
Why do you think no help was sent? You know that your son, Ty, was on the ground asking for backup, pleading for an AC-130.
Well, I can't say what their motivations are, and I'm not going to speculate on that. But I do know that the Navy SEALs are extremely honorable, and they have a code of ethics, a code of honor. And part of that code of honor is they will never leave anyone behind, okay? I couldn't understand, why did they allow them to die? Why didn't they send help? I do know that they could have sent something, and I've been told it would have been a C-130, that within 45 minutes could have secured the
perimeter. From Italy, or right across the Mediterranean.
Wherever.
Within an hour.
Wherever. And secured the perimeters, and not only protected the lives of those 30 people, but also the lives of the individuals that were also heroes besides my son, who sacrificed their lives. This was not necessary. I knew this could have happened when it came out this last week that whoever it was, I'm not going to say who it was, but whoever it was in the White House was watching this live feed of my son being murdered, then I decided it's time to do two things. One, honor my son, and we also want there to be truth and justice.
Well, I say this, by him withholding the name of who he's talking about, obviously he's talking about Barack Hussein Obama, he's disgracing the death of his son. But that's for him to decide and to make the distinction as to what's right and what's wrong. If that's the man that's responsible for what's going on here, friends, then he needs to be held accordingly for his crimes against the American people. This is treasonous. There's nothing short of treason here, friends. Ty Woods was the guy, the Navy SEAL, that was calling for help. He knew that help wasn't coming. And as his dad just said, it's his job to make sure that nobody's left behind. There's two Navy SEALs that were killed. They were told to stand down by this government, friends, to just let happen what was happening at the ambassador's house there, mm-hmm. The consulate. And what happened was Ty Woods disregarded the stand down, and he went anyways. That's what Navy SEALs do, friends. That's, by the way, what Ty Woods did is exactly what every patriot should do. That is love. That is the demonstration of love. It was said that he shot down 50 jihadists before they killed him. They mortared him. At least that's what they were told. Colonel David Hunt, a military analyst, said that the military could have had jets in the air within 20 minutes and forces on the ground within 2 hours. I wonder if it even would have taken that long to deal with these jokers. Probably not. But instead, they allowed the ambassador to be sodomized by the Muslims, extremists, and murdered.
As they watched it. Yeah. And they knew full well what was going on, and they watched it. And they tout around America and lie about it.
Oh, totally. And David Hunt, again, Colonel David Hunt, said, they wouldn't pull the trigger, and it's disgraceful. We've got guys dead. America, how are you responding to this? How are you responding to the death of two of your SEALs? because they did everything for me and you. Now it's time for us to stand up.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
One more point on Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. Last week we had told you that the Attorney General in Texas said that the UN better keep their distance from those that are voting. International election observers planning to visit Texas polling places have full immunity, said Obama's State Department.
Immunity.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, 007s.
And what does he reference to that immunity? Here's the problem. He doesn't have anything to reference, but if people buy it because
himself.
They don't care what he's referencing.
Yep.
Well, exactly. If he's referencing himself, then he's a tyrant.
They have full immunity from being arrested in the United States, the State Department said when discussing a letter from the Texas Attorney General. Is this not very telling, friends? Yep. To send in the UN because the American people can no longer govern themselves if they will not be ruled by the word of God. They will not be ruled by bayonets, said our forefathers Robert Winthrop, Speaker of the House, back in the 1800s. But if the UN comes in and Obama stands up against one of our officials, and says to him, you better stand down because the United Nations has full immunity from being arrested in the United States. Does this not tell you who Obama's working for, friends? He's not working for the American people. He is working for who? The United Nations. Wow. I'm not going to get into any kind of hypothetical situations or predict where this is going to go, other than to say we have every expectation that this will be worked out and to state the fact, which is that under U.S. law, they are eligible for immunities. Come on. Let's explain that.
Yeah.
In other words, if you want to break the law, just go to the United States and you can do it there.
Mm-hmm. If you look at what he's doing right here through this means, the United Nations, and giving them complete immunity, he's already committed treason against the Constitution that he swore to uphold.
That's right.
You know, we say this so much, it doesn't ever lose its appeal to me, but it's like, how often can you say the same thing different ways? This man has no regard for your laws. If he has no regard for your laws, you better bet he has no regards for you, because those laws were set to protect you.
Yeah.
So anything that works against those laws is going to work against you and your liberties. And as you complain about not having the liberties, know that the very one that you're tolerating is the one taking them from you. And it's not a secret. It's not like this big conspiracy. He's doing it right out in the open.
Yeah, it's not a theory any longer.
No, it's right out in the open.
And
when it gets to be right out in the open, you got to say to yourself, stupid Americans, how long will you stay stupid?
Yeah.
You know, when Christ said, or when God said through his word, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, I think to myself, oh, they need education then. No, because he says in the next verse, you refuse knowledge, therefore I will forget your children.
Yeah.
The song that we just had before.
He said, because you've forgotten my law, I'll also forget your children.
That's right. And because, and there's part of that verse too, because you've refused knowledge. Yeah. It's right here. It's right there. It's plain and it's right before us. It's up to us to act on it.
The President of the United States saying that the United Nations has full immunity from the authority from someone that works for We the People, namely Attorney General Greg Abbott, Texas, because he warned OSCE that it may be a criminal offense for OSCE's representatives to maintain a presence within 100 feet of a polling place's entrance. Mm-hmm. Will he stand up for the American people, namely those in the state of Texas?
That's right.
Stay tuned.
We come up with that term statesman. And oftentimes I wondered, okay, so statesman, I get it. You shouldn't be a politician, you should be a statesman. Why a statesman? Because a statesman stands up for his state. And who are the people accountable to? Their state. They're not accountable to a federal government. You as an individual, up until 1913, when the IRS came in and that code came in to have individual income taxes, that was the first time you were made held accountable as a citizen to the federal government. And then we come up with all these slimy programs like Social Security, etc. The point is, a statesman's job, this is where we make or we break. And I'll tell you what, it's a heck of a lot easier to keep a state government official in check than it has been to keep congressional and Senate people in check, or a president, because they're so far away.
Well, and that's because that's all the further the American people take it.
That's right.
Instead of staying the course and dealing with the issues at hand, they just let it go.
That's right. Yep. And as you let your state power go, that's where your voice is the most consolidated and most powerful. So for this state attorney general to stand up against the federal government, that's his job. Why? Because as a state, he's protecting his constituency from foreign powers, whether they come through a foreign president like we have right now, who's obviously not basing his authority on the Constitution. Yes, I said foreign president, because nothing he is doing is backed by the Constitution.
Yeah.
So that authority from the Constitution,
well, it's backed by the ignorance of the people that allow him to do it.
That's right.
Yeah. Interesting, Jake, with all these hurricanes going on over on the East Coast, yeah. Romney and Obama,
mm-hmm.
Obama Nation,
Obama.
Yeah, they're standing down in the face of the storm.
Yeah.
You know, most people.
It's pretty risky, you know.
It is. But, you know, it's interesting. Business. During the hurricane, stand down today. You know who's still standing? The guys out on the East Coast guarding the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
That's right.
Well, I don't understand this, man. Or I'm stupid, or I just really love my country, and I really love my boys that serve my country. And I'm going to stand in front of them, I'm going to stand alongside of them, I'm going to stand behind them. They're standing out there in the midst of the storm, guarding the tomb of the unknown soldier, but two presidential candidate friends. See, they can send your boys, but not themselves.
Their commander in
chief. That's what you are dealing with in this country, right there, friends.
Their commander in chief, or their potential commander in chief.
Coward in chief. Coward in chief, Jay. Coward in chief.
They head the military department.
Yeah.
But yet our boys can stand out there because of honor.
Well, remember the guy sitting right next to Obama Nation? Right next to him is none other than Henry Kissinger, who said that military men are stupid animals, only being used for foreign policy.
So he hangs out with.
Yeah. Who's he listening to? That's not Reverend Wright. Who's he listening to? Henry Kissinger. If he's not listening to him, he's looking over at Mr. Smiley.
Yep.
And who laughs about everything. And that's not laughable.
And he's listening to the American people to see if they'll actually respond.
That's it.
That's the main guy.
That's what it all comes down to.
He gets fed all this stuff, then he does it, and then they gauge, and they see, okay, how's the response going to happen?
Oh, they didn't do anything again. Let's do it again. They didn't do it again. Let's do it again.
If that wasn't
the case,
we'll
see how it rolls over in the up-and-coming days here.
And if that wasn't the case, then why does he continue to persist in his lawlessness?
We got Jeff in Missouri. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hi, how you guys doing today?
Good. A little tired, but we're doing good.
All right. Hang in there. As my eyes are opening up to this, and I'm getting a more in-depth perception of what's going on, it really makes me sick, A and B. So I'm out talking to people, and a common thing that I hear is, yeah, but I can't do anything about it. People think that they don't have a voice, and I'm just... You know, like it seems evident to me, just storm the gates and speak the truth. But what can we, the simple people, actually do in this situation?
Well, first of all, tell them to tell. Well, I'll just tell next time you run into a conversation like that, just tell them the communists want to thank them for standing down in the face of tyranny. They tell them that first and foremost. And secondly, there's no excuse because their treasure is where their heart is and their heart is where their treasure is. And it's interesting, the American people have what they want, and what really matters right now is to stand up for who we are as a people. Mm-hmm. And we can see where they're at when they give you excuses like this. In other words, what they're saying, Jeff, is, you know what, there's nothing I can do about it. Really what they're saying is, I don't really want to
do anything
about it. Someone else will take care of it.
Right.
That's really what it comes down to.
Right.
Someone else will take, and if it's condemning to people... Hey, you know, the job of the Holy Ghost is to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. It's the truth. That's what condemns people that love darkness. You can't, listen, if I love my country, what do you think the Navy SEALs say that? Oh, there's nothing I can do about it. No, they sign up to do what they do. They sign up to be on the front lines. They sign up to preserve liberty. Our military does the same thing on a daily basis, and so do true patriots, and so do you true Christians. What do you mean I can't do anything about it? That is about the sickest thing. Oh, you know, or people say, well, we can vote. No. We can also deal with those people that are supposed to serve us where we see them violate the Constitution. Listen, special interests can do no more than what those politicians allow them to do. And the politician does no more than what the American people allow him to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works.
Yep. So it's all predicated on the American people.
Thank you.
And, you know, by doing nothing, you actually are doing something.
You are. Yep.
You're doing a heck of a lot more than those that are even tearing down.
You're helping perpetrate the evil that you refuse to stand against, said MLK.
They know you got their back because you're not going to take from them.
They depend on people that stand down. They depend upon people that just are understanding.
Mm-hmm.
I say what we do is we take them to the battlefields where men and women have died in the hundreds of thousands and show them the price paid for their liberties and then watch this corrupt individual violate what they fought, bled, and died for.
That's right.
And then
see
how understanding you feel about it after you see it.
That's the perspective.
It is. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back actually in 23 hours. 23 hours. 1 John 3:18, we love you by what we do. Standing against tyranny. Tune in at the same
during the hurricane
Sons of Liberty time and Sons of Liberty channel.
Ooh. In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.